Talking with Ty Smith, University of Sioux Falls wide receiver. In 2019, your season ended in week one. When did you make up your mind that you wanted to come back 2 years later?
It was right from the jump. It was never a thought that I wouldn't be coming back. As soon as it happened, I found out what happened to me after I got the results back. First thought was to attack the rehab process to come back better than I was beforehand, and I feel very confident that I did that, and I feel like I'm in the best physical condition I've been in my entire time here, so I'm really excited about this season.
2 years out from the injury, you're in the best physical condition you've ever been, but between the injury and now, there was a pandemic. Did that come into play in your mind that, you know, maybe I should put my degree to work and move on?
Not quite. I mean, the pandemic definitely put a curveball into everyone's plans, but it was always to attack it for what it was and make the most of it and finish up my rehab, because that pandemic hit right as I was finishing up my rehab, and so I was focused on getting my knee back in a great spot and attacking whatever I could during that time, and never really crossed my mind at all.
I'm going to ask you a question, the same question I asked Harvey. You're a local guy, Washington High. Thoroughized overall from Washington High. You got Durfee from Roosevelt, Carter Lohr. You guys all stuck around to play college football within the city limits. Was that a difficult decision for you? A lot of guys want to, you know, leave home and see what the world has to offer.
Yeah, it wasn't really a difficult decision for me. It was a family feeling when I was here. I felt super comfortable, super confident in where this program was when I committed here a long time ago. And as you can see, I'm not the only one that thought that. We had other guys agreeing, and every year we have more Sioux Falls guys wanting to join the queue. And it's just something that makes you feel at home, and it's a great place.
The offense this year will have a new field general. It's yet to be determined. Talk about the strengths of both Adam Mullen and Josh Swanson, the guys who are dueling for the quarterback position.
Both of them are outstanding quarterbacks. I'll put that first, and they're both incredibly intelligent, know what they're doing. Coach Jim Chapin does a great job of getting those guys ready to go and preparing them. They're both strong, athletic, got incredible arm talent, and I couldn't be more excited for where both of them are at. The only difference is Josh Swanson's been here one more year than Adam Mullen, but you don't see that difference on the field. Like, they both look so comfortable and confident back there, and they've earned that trust of everyone else on the offense. And you ask anyone on the offense, even the defensive side of the ball, they have full confidence in both of those guys, and whoever gets chosen is going to have the full support of this team.
The wide receiver core is led by you. You've been here the longest. You're the biggest. You're the most productive of anybody who's coming back. Some other people who are among that department right now who have made this what Coach John Anderson says, the best crew of wide receivers he's had in his 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. The talent and depth we have across the board is unlike anything I've seen in my time here. And it's truly incredible. We've had some ups and downs, and they've done a great job recruiting, getting good guys in the door, and we've done a good job developing those guys. And I've taken it upon myself to really try and teach, especially those younger guys, what it takes to be an NSIC receiver and to be productive and do what it takes to get on the field and help us win games. And I think we're starting to see the fruits of that.
Dom Pegley, Darion Conrad, Carter Slyckhouse, the list goes on and on. Who's opened your eyes among the other wide receivers?
First one's got to be Dominic Pegley. Transferred in, came in right as COVID hit, so he may be a new name to a lot of people on the outside, but he's been here since really the beginning of 2020 and feels like a veteran guy in our room, and he's been outstanding. He's nothing short of electric. So he's a great route runner, great hands. He's gonna do a lot of big things this season. And both Darion and Carter Slyckhouse have had great fall camps, great springs, and they're going to be able to contribute a lot for us this fall.
To open up a passing game, you have to have a good running game. And the chain gang is led by Thurl Reisdorfer. What's that department like? What's that position category like?
The running backs are nothing short of electric, and they bring the juice every single day. And there's a lot of studs in that room. We talk about the depth and quality of play in the receiver room. The running back room is the exact same. There's so many guys that can do it, and you can see that throughout spring and throughout this fall camp. There's so many guys that you could put in that backfield, and be able to make plays, and Thurow's the leader of them. I mean, you've been able to see what he's done on the field. He's an incredible running back. He can do it all, big, strong, fast, make people miss, all that stuff. And yeah, I'm really excited for what we have in the backfield this year.
Literally, it'll be nearly 2 years for you between competitive games. How excited are you for you September 2nd to get here?
I am absolutely ecstatic. I am incredibly excited just to be out here practicing for competitive games, and I can only imagine what it's going to feel like September 2nd when we roll out here for that opener. I'm incredibly excited. I know everyone else on this team is as well. It's been a long time coming. You can sense that in practice too. Guys are just so excited to be out here and really, really ready to attack these practices and prepare, and it's something that we've all been looking forward to, and we're really, really excited about it.
Lastly, number 5, Ty Smith from the offense. Your degree, what's it in, and what are you going to do with it once you move on?
I'm a business administration major, minors in finance and economics, and I'm currently finishing up my MBA. I'll finish with that in this fall, and kind of undecided on what I want to do with that afterwards. We'll get there when we get there, and focus on the season right now.